100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon. This story has an explicit tag on it, you'll find out in a moment. It's called Peaches. 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 Fucking peaches. Motherfucking peaches. Motherfucking peaches. Goddamn motherfucking peaches. Goddamn piece of shit. Motherfucking peaches. Goddamn piece of shit. Motherfucking peaches. Fucking peaches. Motherfucking peaches. Goddamn worthless piece of shit. Motherfucking peaches. Goddamn worthless piece of shit. Cocksucking motherfucking peaches. 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 Fucking peaches. Motherfucking peaches. Motherfucking peaches. Oh, just shove them up your ass. Shove them all up your ass. Call the goddamn worthless piece of shit cocksucking motherfucking peaches. Just shut the fuck up and take your goddamn worthless piece of shit cocksucking motherfucking peaches with you. Up your ass. Up your motherfucking ass. Shoved up your motherfucking ass. This one is dedicated to Clannex Northmead and his motherfucking peaches. You can check out more stories if you haven't unsubscribed by now at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm sure that you're wishing that day comes soon. No, it's just, let me explain this one. If you're going to write something and read it to others, why did you write it? And why are you reading it if you don't love it? And love the audience that you're presenting it to and love the delivery of it with a passion. And if you just go through the motions doing the same thing over and over and over again and you start to dread it and you start to hate it, write more, create more, express more. Put the passion in it and let the passion carry you so that you want to read it. You don't dread it. And if you dread it, take a break and get creative. You don't have to do things every day and every week and every month and every year. Of course, you know, I come up with more stuff and I come up with more to read. But let's say that I had nothing. I came up with nothing. Well, I've got 2.5 years of extra material. I could take a break if I wanted to, if I needed to. But the time hasn't come. Okay, maybe once or twice in the past 11 years, I may have skipped a day and then came up with 2 the next day, or came up with 2 one day and said, you know what, I can take tomorrow off. I can come up with some ideas and then explore them later. All right, it isn't exactly one a day until the day I die. There may have been 2 today and none tomorrow and 3 this day. And how do you think I got to the point where I've got 2.5 years stored up? And those are the ones that are written and, you know, drafted enough to the point where they're readable. There are thousands, tens of thousands of stubs and drafts and ideas of stuff that I'll never put in the queue because they suck. And so, peaches, motherfucking peaches, what is your peach? What is the story that you keep going back to over and over? The poem that you keep going back to over and over? What is your sonnet 18? Throw it in the trash right now. Blank page, pen. Start writing. Start exploring. Start creating. Don't do the same thing over and over again. Just look at Star Wars Episode 7. It's the same fucking thing. Hey, let's build a bigger Death Star. Anyway, that's my rant. I don't do these all that often during the stories. It's been a very long time. So take your motherfucking peaches and go. It's time for something new. How about oranges?